It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, God writes to us. He says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Well, first of all, we see in chapter 5 of Romans the blessings of justification. And in the first part of verse 1 of chapter 5, we see peace with God. It says, "Therefore being." Well, in other words, or because we have been justified. In other words, put in alignment or right standing by or because of faith. Therefore being justified by faith. Well, the result of the first part of that verse is we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We've made peace with God and have the peace of God because we have been justified through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, notice verse 2. "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Notice, by whom? Well, by whom? Oh, this is Jesus Christ. The first part of that verse says, "By whom also we have access." It's by and through Jesus Christ. That's how we have access to God. Notice the word also in that verse. Not only are we justified by our faith in Jesus Christ and have peace with God, according to verse 1, we also have available to us as saved people by grace, by faith, grace, the unmerited favor of God. Let me say that again. We also have available to us as saved people by faith, grace, the unmerited favor of God, to stand because we have been justified. And verse 2 says, "Now this grace," according to verse 2, "is the grace, unmerited favor of God, wherein we have been justified." We stand. We are saved only by God's grace. Well, notice the term there, rejoice and hope. We are filled with happiness because of our expectation. Rejoicing, happiness, because of our expectation of the hope of the glory, the exaltation of God. We need to be lifted up daily and encouraged daily because we're able to exalt the Lord as we proclaim Jesus as our Savior. Well, then we see also that we can have joy and hope, the anticipation, the expectation of God's glory. And not only can we have the exaltation or see the exaltation of God, we can have the expectation of God's glory. And we can also glory in tribulation for God's glory. In the next part of Romans chapter 5 and verse 2, it says, "And rejoice in hope of the glory of God." But notice this, these verses now, in verses 3 and 4 of chapter 5. Starting in verse 3, it says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience." Verse 4, "And patience, experience, and experience hope." We can rejoice even in tribulation, according to verse 3. Why? Because we know the result of tribulation is patience. And then the result of patience is experience. And then the result of experience is hope, the expectation. Patience is to persevere. And as a result, through the experience of the Christian life, we see the end. We know the end. We've read the book, and we know how it ends. We can be happy today. We can be joyful today as saved people because we know that God wins, that we win because we've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The expectation of things not seen, but those things that become substance as we look with our eye of faith, believing God will give us everything He has promised. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 talks about that, and that gives us hope. That gives us joy, knowing that God will deliver. We read in Romans chapter 5, verses 5 through 8, where it says, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God's love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit is what we read of in this chapter, in these verses. The assurance that we will not be disappointed or ashamed in the hope we have, according to chapter 5 and the first part of verse 5. It says there, "And hope maketh not ashamed." Poured out. The Bible says here, poured out. In other words, shed abroad by the Holy Spirit. That's seen in verse 5. Well, what is poured out? Well, the love of God is poured out, according to that verse. It says, because the love of God is shed abroad, or poured out, in other words, in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Can you imagine God living within you? Jesus Christ is there. The Holy Spirit is there. God is with us. God in us. That is, those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, notice something else here in verses 6 through 8. We see the love of God is demonstrated by Christ's death. While we were yet sinners. It says, starting in verse 6 there and going through verse 8. Notice verse 6 reading there. "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." Folks, we're the ungodly. And verse 7 says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die." Verse 8, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Well, let's look now at verses 9 through 11. Those verses I just read would make a Baptist shout. I'm a Baptist. I'll tell you, it's hard not to shout when you read something like those verses that I've just read. Now, let's look at verses 9 through 11 of Romans chapter 5. "Much more then, being now justified by His blood." There's even more to come, in other words. He's saying, much more now, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Verse 10, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." Verse 11 says, "And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Saved from God's wrath means delivered from hell. Well, the Bible tells us in verse 9, it's through Jesus. How do we get delivered from hell? It's through Jesus Christ. Just as we have been justified by His blood, it says much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. We shall be saved from the wrath, God's punishment for sin, through Him, through Jesus Christ, according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 9. "And we are saved by His life, just as we were reconciled by His death," according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 10. It says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." All of this, according to Romans chapter 5, verses 9 through 11, is the basis for us to rejoice. It says, "And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. We don't have to wait. It's happened. We have the atonement. Notice with me, if you would, Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 21. We'll not get through all of this, but I want you to notice a few things here. There's a contrast. Christ and Adam. Through Adam, sin entered into the world, and death is the result. There's a consequence. Romans chapter 5 and verse 12 says, "Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin." And notice, it's because of Adam's sin that death passed upon us. Overtook all mankind, for all have sinned, according to that verse. All have sinned, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And from the time of Adam to Moses, death reigned, even over those who had not committed the same sin that Adam had committed. It says in Romans chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, "For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression." In other words, the way Adam sinned, who is the figure of him that was to come. Adam was actually a figure of the second Adam, that's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ without sin. Adam with sin. Now notice Adam and Christ compared. Romans chapter 5, verses 15 through 19 talks about this. "By Adam's offense, many are dead, according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 15. In the first part of that verse, it says, "But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For it is, if through the offense of one many be dead." Well, see, it's about God's grace and gift of grace. Eternal life through Jesus Christ comes, the abundance of grace. And it has become available to many people, according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 15, where it says, "Much more the grace of God and the gift of grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many." Well, one offense produced the judgment of condemnation, but the free gift is for many, resulting in justification, according to Romans chapter 5 and verse 16. It says, "And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation," and that was Adam, folks. We were condemned because of that sin. Now, the free gift that the Bible is speaking of here is for many, resulting in justification, according to verse 16. It says, "But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification." By Adam's offense, death reigns, but those who receive the gift of righteousness, life will reign. No eternal death through Jesus Christ. It says, "Therefore, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." Jesus Christ is the answer to get rid of sin. Jesus Christ's blood cleanses from all sin, past, present, and future. That's the reason the Bible can say that we have eternal life through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him into your heart today. He wants to save you. Trust Him as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.